You are an expert in biblical prophecy.
Yes.
Do you see anything in the Bible that correlates to this oil leak?
It was absolutely fascinating that you bring that up, George. My editor, Billy Brinkley, who lives in Lexworth, Louisiana, called me as soon as this happened and we were discussing this. Now, for starters, I do not want... Now, these prophecies, the prophecy that I'm going to bring to you, come from the Bible, but I don't want them to be referenced in terms of an end time prophecy.
Okay.
They are basically... And most of these, if you look at what the prophecies of Revelation say, they are almost exclusively environmental in nature. As of, for instance, the one that precedes this is Revelation 8:7. The first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood that were cast upon the earth. And the third part of the trees was burned up, and all the green grass was burned up. So there's a lot of that environmental thing. Now, this is what I need to preface this by one thing that my editor told me. Was that she used to take her son down to the coast. She lives about 120 miles from there. Take her son down to the coast, and he used to refer to these oil rigs as mountains. He believed that they were like mountains on islands. And, of course, they off gas, and so at night it's very pretty and things like that. So he used to refer them as sea mountains. And also, I want you to understand, now, have you studied Corexit and exactly what's going on with that?
No, I have not.
Okay, Corexit is the dispersant that they are using.
Okay.
That they have been pumping into that wellhead for all these years, and what is believed to be causing a lot of the illness that is happening. And what it is basically a dispersant, and they use it, they've been pumping it right directly into the wellhead to disperse the, so it doesn't look so bad, so it doesn't look so bad when it hits the surface. They have been known to spray this on right along the coast at night to disperse it to make sure that it doesn't look so bad when it comes ashore. Now, Corexit is a very toxic entity. You can look it up. It basically has surfactants in it that disperse the oil, glycol. It has a number of different things in it, but it is actually deteriorating boat hulls. It is so toxic and so chemically strong. Now, this verse that I'm going to read you from Revelation 8:8 is absolutely fascinating. And a second angel sounded, and as it were, meaning like but not actually happening, as it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood, and the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died. And a third part of the ships were destroyed.
Jeez.
Now that is, you know, you can, it implies a lot, but there are other prophecies. This is absolutely fascinating. Just two verses away from that, in Revelation 8:10, and the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp, and it fell upon a third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of the waters, and the name of the star is called Wormwood.
That's right.
And a third part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. Now, what's absolutely fascinating about this is that there was an accident that we know of called Chernobyl. And Chernobyl was a nuclear reactor, and the city that it was in was Chernobyl.
Yeah, in the former Soviet Union.
Yeah, in the Ukraine. In Ukraine, and the word Chernobyl comes from the word mugwort or wormwood. It is Armatesia vulgaris, which is basically wormwood. And it's interesting that the water around there was poisoned. And of course, we, you know, that's another implied threat. Now, whether that is actually going to happen from that standpoint, we don't know. But it's just absolutely, I know a lot of people that say there is no such thing as coincidence, but that certainly is an incredible coincidence. We have from the Essene Book of Revelations, and man entered the clear and shining waters, and when he touched the water, the clear streams darkened, and the crystal waters were made thick with slime, and the fish lay gasping in the foul blackness, and all the creatures died of thirst, and I turned away my face in shame. And there are just there are so many prophecies. The Hopis have a prophecy. This is the seventh sign. You will hear of the sea turning black and many things dying because of it.
Well, and that's happening. There's no doubt about it. It's happening.
Yes, and there are a number of prophecies. We could go on and on all night talking about the various Sunday prophecies that are out there that imply that a great environmental disaster happens in the sea because of the sea turning black or turning to blood. Of course, you see in these films, in these videos that, and pictures that we get, that the water actually does look like blood in a lot of cases. But I think that something of this magnitude probably would have been predicted and probably was predicted.
These apocalyptic prophecies all seem to be tied around man screwing things up for us.
Yes, and that's what we see happening. You know, we can get through a lot of things, but it's our own nest that we're fouling here. And, you know, there is no more new frontier. We have got to make it on this planet. I mean, it's very nice talking about going to Mars setting up colonies around, but we don't have time for that. We've got 6.7, 6.8 billion people on this planet, and we've got to make it here. We have got to stop fouling this nest, and perhaps maybe we've already gone too far, and this is why I personally believe that we do have one more chance.